Anyone living in a fairly large metropolitan area is aware that the newspapers at least every other day include the description of some personal tragedy or even larger-scale catastrophe. It is strange that we can read accounts of these events and remain almost totally unmoved, or perhaps just experience a tinge of sympathy. The headline shouts out, "Firefighter killed in collapsing building." If you are devout, you may pause for a moment to say a prayer for the firefighter and his family, and look with compassion on the photograph of his wife and children leaving the funeral. You cannot do more than that in a big city, because you would be preoccupied all the time with tragedies. Those who live in less congested areas may only hear of a disaster once a week, or even perhaps a bit less often. But tragedies are all around us, and it is important to realize that this dark thread runs through the fabric of all human life. The larger catastrophes of the human race we come to accept as news events, unless they happen to us or near us. I recall being on pilgrimage in Assisi and being told by an old Italian friar that a catastrophe had happened in New York. I ran into the retreat house of the Graymore sisters and saw the television on, with the sisters gathered tearfully around. There were indescribable pictures of the World Trade Center towers cascading down. It was so unreal that, for the moment, I didn't ask myself the question, how many people were inside? In a few minutes, it began to dawn on me that there would be many casualties. When I got home as quickly as possible, I learned that over 3,000 people had been killed. A number of those killed were friends of mine, or members of the families of friends of mine. One priest friend had 32 funerals in his parish for people who had died in the World Trade Center. This single attack was an almost incomprehensible catastrophe. The Archdiocese of New York kept two priests down at the morgue center in the midst of the ruins for several weeks. We all volunteered to spend 8 hours there praying as crews brought in the human remains that they had found. Often, this was only a small plastic bag. We all prayed together, and a very professional lady called a forensic anthropologist would identify the kind of person to whom this particular set of remains had belonged: a middle-aged woman, an older man. We had learned to live with horror, but each time this happened, my mind turned to the families, some of whom I knew, who had to face this appalling horror. Why had it not happened to me?